Jewish Latin Princess, Episode 10, Barry Lyman, author and creator of Meet to Mary.
You're listening to Jewish Latin Princess Podcast by Ya'el. Every week, get your dose of inspiration from the world's most uniquely talented Jewish women. And from Ya'el herself. Seeking profound and practical ways to live a joyful, richer Jewish life? Welcome to Jewish Latin Princess Podcast. And now, Jewish lifestyle expert and bilingual blogger at JewishLatinPrincess.com, your host, Ya'el.
Welcome to Jewish Latin Princess, everyone. I'm Ya'el Trush, your host. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Are you standing in your own way of finding and keeping true love? Do you find that you might be attracting the wrong type of people? Today's guest is Barry Lyman. Barry is the creator of the Meet to Mary method and author of Meet to Mary, a dating revelation for the marriage-minded. Through her work, Barry has helped thousands of singles permanently break through their frustrating, go-nowhere dating patterns and meet their perfect match. Barry's work has been praised by Stephen Covey for being smart, principled, and engaging. And I will have to agree with that because I know Barry and I know Barry's work. And she has been featured in JDate, Self, Kristen Mingle, and Match.com. Barry and I talk about her journey as someone who she described to have been relationship challenged. We discuss what changes she had to make and what really needs to happen in ourselves in order to attract the right partner. Barry walks us through the two faces of the Meet to Mary method, which are profound and practical at the same time. She tells us the themes that she sees over and over again through her work when it comes to issues around dating and relationships, and also the way her Judaism and her learning has informed the way she works in helping others. It is no surprise to me that Barry's program has helped thousands. She is caring, perceptive, and wise, and we go back many, many years, and we used to learn together, actually, as I said before, we met as newlyweds, so we have a friendship that goes back, and Barry's personality and love and care and wisdom and expertise in this topic really shows in her program. And if you can identify with the type of issues Barry describes today on the show, or you have a loved one who you think could use some help in the area of dating, I really encourage you to go to meettomary.com/findlovenow to get the Meet to Mary Marriage Readiness Assessment for free and discover why you haven't met your perfect match and what you can start doing right now to find that person. You can find Barry at meettomary.com. You're going to love this one. Enjoy the show. Barry Lyman, welcome to Jewish Latin Princess. It's so good to have the opportunity to catch up with you and talk to you about your work.
Ya'el, it's so good to be here. Thank you for this opportunity. I miss you.
I know. It's been a couple of years since we saw each other back in Miami Beach. I think I have to make it down there.
It's been way too long.
Barry, I think when I first met you, you had recently married your husband, Michael, of now 12 years. We were probably both newlyweds, actually, at the time.
We were.
Right? And I remember that you went through quite a journey in order to find him, or for both of you to find each other. And you later on took that experience and you decided to create a system to help people out there who, like you, had gone through a struggle and you know, were kind of stuck somehow when it came to finding their life partners. You wrote the book Meet to Mary, a dating revelation for the marriage-minded, and developed a coaching method by the same name. So can you begin by telling us about your journey? Like, what was going on up to the time that you finally met Michael?
So, yeah, that's a great question, Niall. I was relationship challenged for many years.
Is that like a term?
It is. You know, literally for more than 15 years, I attracted the wrong people. It's not that I couldn't attract people, but again, they were wrong for me. And it was really frustrating and really sad because I didn't know why it was happening. Mm. And I attracted people from my first boyfriend in high school who turned out to be gay. I know. My second boyfriend was really I was just out of college working, and he was handsome and charming. and we made eye contact. And really, from the first time we spoke, I should have run the other way. But he turned out, are you ready, to be a closet heroin addict.
What?
Yep. Oh yep. I don't know if you know that story. Yeah, and I was with him for a number of years trying to help him get clean and sober. But at the end of the day, it was really to prove my value, that I was needed. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it really continued. Like, no matter what I did on J-Date, on introductions, it's like I was stuck in this matrix, mm-hmm. like this reality of meeting men who were really emotionally unavailable to me in the way that I needed. Hmm. And it was just awful. No matter what I did, in spite of, you know, all the things I had tried, that's what it was like for me. But I did, thank God, break through, and now I'm married to Michael.
What finally did it? Like, what changed?
So what changed is I finally hit bottom. You know, mm-hmm. I was 37, and I realized that something needed to happen. So I hit bottom. I was dating the last of these emotionally unavailable men that I always attracted, no matter what. Mm-hmm. This lawyer. And on a specific day when I really needed the support and love of a partner, mm-hmm. instead of getting what I needed, he was really mean to me. He was like verbally abusive and insulting instead of like cherishing and warm. And as his mouth is moving that day when I really needed him, I kind of saw, like, I had this epiphany that I was done with that, and that I was the common denominator, you know, of all these people that I had dated all those years.
Uh-huh.
It was me. Like, they didn't need to change. I needed to change. I needed to shift what was going on within me. And thank God I did that. I did that, and that epiphany led me to creating my method. That led me to meeting Michael, you know, in this new way.
Right. Which leads us to your tagline on that fundamental principle of your program, be the one to find the one. And I remember years ago when I first saw this, I said, she nailed it. Like, it's brilliant. It really is all about the self-work. And most of us so often overlook that. We're so concerned with the external part of dating. And so tell us more about, what does that mean, be the one to find the one? And how did you even get to that realization?
I mean, right.
You told us how, but like, what does it mean?
Right. So most people think, or they'll say, oh, I'll find the right person and, you know, it'll be fine. But most of us know that it just doesn't work that way. You know, it's evidenced by the patterns that we get stuck in. You know, some people are single for a really long time. Like, look at my journey. Or people get divorced once or twice. You know, they think they're getting rid of the problem, but they keep repeating the same pattern. They marry mm-hmm. the same person again.
Mm-hmm.
So being the one to find the one means that we can take personal responsibility for our own experience in love and dating, regardless of the past, regardless of the lack of examples that we may have had growing up, and really learn what it is to be an attraction magnet for the right person, you know, to really flush all of that out. You know, we need to like clear those blind spots. I had so many blind spots that were causing me to attract men mm-hmm. who reflected my own fears and limitations, you know, thus the ones who couldn't meet my needs, but I didn't know why that was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
With you personally, did therapy do it? Like, how did you even realize that you were doing that?
Right. So the thing is, most people think, again, that it's a lot of work and they need to fix themselves. And so when I talk to them about transcending and being really marriage ready, you know, they're like, oh, I've done all that work already. But But the truth is,
they haven't.
They haven't. Because what they do is, like what I did for many years, is like I was already self-aware. You know, I had started, I was in therapy from 12 years old on and off.
Uh-huh. Okay. You knew your flaws, your strengths, your weaknesses, in and out.
I did. And I analyzed them. Like in therapy, therapy's great because you have someone to hear you, but you're mostly analyzing the past, things mm-hmm. that have happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But analyzing doesn't change things, right? So for myself, what I did, and I had been praying, but again, prayer alone doesn't do it. So what needs to happen is we need to take what we know intellectually and integrate it into our hearts, our minds, and our souls so that we really can be open. We can clear away those things from the past and really be open to healthy love. And that's what I did, you know.
Right.
I said, I need a new way. I totally needed a new way. And,
right.
And I found it. Yeah.
Right. It has to become what we call in Hasidic terminology. It has to become das. It has to become such a part of you that even in your actions, you are exhibiting a new kind of behavior, right?
Exactly. Like a lot of singles have a lot of fear. They don't want to make the same mistakes again. They don't want to attract the wrong person. So In essence, they're not really available because they have these walls up. Right. So they might be looking good. They might be successful at work. They might be dating. They might be seeing matchmakers. But at the end of the day, there's something underneath. There's a limited belief. There's a blind spot. And it's from the past. And what it's actually doing is it's repelling love. And we're not really being adults.
Right.
You know, we're being kind of scared little kids. And you can't hide it. And right. That's why, you know, we need a shift.
Right. So enter meet to marry to the equation. So if somebody's listening out there and they themselves, you know, can identify with this, or maybe they see that their sister needs help or their brother or their best friend or whatever, like what is meet to marry going to do for them? I know that it really talks about a breakthrough that happens rather quickly, actually. So tell us, get a little tactical and tell us what exactly we're looking at with the program.
Yeah. So the program is in two phases. It's called Make It Happen This Year because that's what everyone wants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I ask people, when would you like to meet your beloved by, you know, if we're going to set a date, well, 5 years ago or yesterday, right?
Right.
But of
I'm
course,
5 years too late, Barry.
Right, exactly. So basically what it does is we set a goal, and in the first phase, we bust through. We discover and dissolve those things that have been getting in the way. Mm-hmm. And another way of putting it is that we create the inner space for love to thrive. So often we don't have the inner space. We think we do intellectually, right? Because maybe you've been single for a long time. Maybe your closet is half empty. Maybe you're dating. Maybe you have a matchmaker. But sometimes there are things from the past that are elusive. We can't see them because we're too close to them, right?
Right.
So in the first phase, we do beautiful things in a principled, practical, reality-based way. We don't analyze. Mm-hmm. We do it, right?
So we're recognizing what's there without getting stuck there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's a step-by-step method. So like in the beginning, you discover, oh my gosh, really? Like maybe there's an incompletion from an ex that, okay, I'm complete. You think you're complete, but if you're not emotionally complete, because time does not heal all wounds, as conventional thinking will have us believe, we get it clear in a very practical way. And so, wow, that frees up some space.
Okay.
Right. And so, and sometimes we don't believe it's possible. And if you don't believe it's possible, Yael, what do you think you're attracting?
The wrong kind of person.
Right.
Not right.
Nothing. Right. The wrong people. That's why I was attracting the wrong people for so many years, because I was good at work. I was successful at work. And tips are different. They're about intimacy. Right. And no one teaches us how to attract the right person, certainly not in school. Sometimes we just don't know how.
Right.
So in that first half, we're clearing the space, we're creating our vision, we're discovering why we're repelling true love and how to shift it immediately, having aha moments.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
You know, and a lot of times we have a list. People are just like, oh, I just want someone this and nice and, you know, a mensch who wants children, but... And they say, is that too much to ask for? And I tell them It's not that it's not enough. You're not asking for enough of the right things.
Ah, okay. It's, you're not asking for enough.
Right, exactly.
You got to get ambitious.
Exactly. And those things that are the right things are things like, you know, your emotional needs. Like, how do you want to feel in a relationship? Like, tall, dark, and handsome, you know, isn't enough, or a learner, or this or that. Someone could be learning, but you might feel disconnected from them.
Right, you know? Right, right. So what's phase two then?
Phase two is called dating camp. So it's the first half is be the one, and mm-hmm. the second half is find the one. mm-hmm. Right? So in dating camp, you literally, now that you're free and clear, you're vulnerable, you're open, you have a clear vision, you're free and clear of those blind spots. Now we actually start dating, and we learn how to have a date, proper dating mindset.
What is that? Well, define for us. I like that. What's a proper dating mindset?
Dating mindset is where you can actually visualize and feel the experience of your beloved with you, because you actually know what you need in a relationship.
So you know that, right. So yeah. The precursor is you have to know what you need.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And that's what we flush out, because it's different for everyone.
Right.
Everyone has different emotional needs. Like, you know, I didn't know. I thought if I never did that before. I never knew. So I attracted people who basically made me feel like there was something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? It was frustrating, right? So when you're in proper dating mindset, you can actually have the experience of being with that person. And that energy actually attracts that energy.
Absolutely. Right? It's actually amazing how that is so true, by the way.
It is, but it's like impossible to do for ourselves. You know, right. It's like, how do you do that?
Right.
So just like you have mentors and I have mentors, you know, we all need help and coaches that know exactly how to get us from point A to point B. That'll tell us the truth, right? That'll shake us up. Right.
And which actually is the perfect segue to my next thing that I was wondering is, at this point in your career, coaching, being out there teaching this method, you've pretty much seen it all when it comes to issues around dating and relationships. Are there certain things specifically you see over and over again, those things maybe that are universal, like themes that repeat themselves?
Yes, totally. Most people think that the solution to their singleness is outside of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they think they need to move, or they start to think what they want doesn't exist, or they're avoiding dating altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is that we can't just heal it, you know, with prayer or, you know, intellectually. We have to dig in there. And the truth is that the past does not have to equal the future. And if somebody moves from, say, they say in Jerusalem, oh my God, it's hard to date here, it's terrible. Or they'll move to New York. And then they'll say, oh my gosh, they're having the same experience in New York. And there's so many TV shows like this. Like,
that should tell you something, right?
Exactly. So the theme is, it's like, you can't just, you know it intellectually. And wherever you go, there you are. And that dating is really a teachable, it's something that one can learn. You can really learn how to do it, but it's not just clearing the space. It's not just creating a clear vision. It's not just having dating mindset. It's also knowing how to date, how to have those conversations, but not superficially, authentically. It's about being proactive, about having an awesome profile that reflects the real you. So it's like a comprehensive kind of life, like kind of way of making it happen. And most people don't think of it that way. They think, oh, the right person will come along, and then they start losing faith. They
but
start
Barry,
losing faith.
I wonder if, you know, somebody's listening and is saying, oh, but that maybe makes me think that I have to be so vulnerable, and you know, that could scare people, like the vulnerability aspect of dating and, you know, and presenting themselves how they really are. Is that something that you find a lot, that people are scared to get vulnerable? And how vulnerable do we have to be?
Yeah, so we have to be the people who find true healthy love. Like, you have a husband who is a real partner.
Right.
You and he, you share your vision. You knew what you wanted. You work together through the ups and the downs. Right?
Yes.
Right. So in order to find that, you have to be open to that. And you have to know that there, it's a very spiritual thing, that there is a person out there, the right person. And with the right person, you just can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
So true. So, right? So true. So, so true. I remember when I met my husband, I felt that I had never been just myself with anybody else. Like, I don't know how that happened, but I just, like, the way I could describe dating him was like, oh, I'm actually totally and completely myself, and I'm so okay with it.
Oh my gosh.
I felt so safe in that space, right? Which is what made it so clear that this is the person I'm going to marry. Like, nothing else made it. Like, that was the feeling. Oh, this is the person I'm marrying it because I'm marrying because it's just so normal for me to be with him. It feels so safe and so real.
Exactly. And that's what happens in the program, is that you become marriage ready. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say. We're marriage ready so that, you know, when the right one comes along, you know that it will flow. But before you're truly marriage ready, you wouldn't even recognize someone healthy, someone who could be a good fit, right? So in those 15 years when I dated the wrong people and I attracted them, did that mean that there weren't healthy, amazing, marriage-minded people out there?
No, they surely were.
Of course, right? They were there, but not for me. Right. Not for me, because I didn't have that lens, because I wasn't vulnerable to them. I wasn't clear. Instead, I had a big facade on. I had fear. I thought there was something wrong with me, but I was covering that up. So once I became clear and I became my own best friend, and I not intellectually opened up, but authentically opened up, then when I was meeting men, I was meeting marriage-minded men.
Right?
And it was a matter of finding the right one who loved the best parts of me, who I was inspired by, that I was inspired by, who shared my vision.
Right.
And like when I met Mike, it was just like you described with Matt. I felt at home. He leaned into me. I shared all the stuff, some of my fears, my childhood, my vulnerabilities. And when I shared myself, his eyes actually teared up and he said, you know, it's like an honor to be with you.
Aww.
Aww.
That's so sweet. I want that for everybody.
I want that for everybody. Exactly. And it's so possible.
It is.
And that's it is. And that's why I do what I do, because I was a relationship disaster.
Relationship. What did you call it before? Relationship challenged.
A relationship challenged. Exactly.
So Barry,
but it's possible. Yes.
So Barry, how much of your work reflects Jewish teachings and values? And how would you say your level of immersion in Jewish learning and observance informed your program and what you teach people?
Yes, totally. That's also great. Judaism provides real principles, you know, that life really is a journey. You know, it's not meant to be easy. You know, we all have a mission. We have a tikkun, a personal tikkun, right? Mm-hmm. To transcend. We all have our own journey. You know, we're here to fix the world, to elevate ourselves. And we have so many wonderful examples in Torah, in Jewish teachings. You know, from Viktor Frankl, from Manas Friedman, from Martin Buber. So it's all truth. And all of this stuff that I had learned throughout my life, I was able to put into the program because it's so principled.
Right.
True. So Judaism informs, yet it attracts, of course, so many people who are Jewish at all levels.
Right.
But also people who are not Jewish. Right. Because it's principled.
It's universal truth, right?
It's,
right.
Exactly. It's totally universal truth, and it resonates. It's like, you know, Stephen Covey endorsed my book, my method. Yay! I was so honored. And it's like he wrote The Seven Habits, and he's Mormon, right? So, but it speaks to so many people because it's so healthy and practical, right?
I'm sure. Absolutely. So Barry, while we're on the topic of Judaism, let's go ahead and do some JLP fill in the blanks. And this is a part of the show where I say a sentence and you fill it with the first thing that comes to mind. No wrong or right answers. We all get inspiration from everybody's answers and it's all fun. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm Barry Lyman and I feel most spiritual
when I'm making a difference with people, when I'm helping them to achieve their dreams. Totally.
My favorite mitzvah or one that I connect with the most is?
Lighting Shabbos candles.
Aw, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. I have to say that, I don't know if you realize, but those two connect in a way because you're really bringing light into the world by lighting Shabbos candles. And that's what you do in your job by making a difference in people's life. Really, you're generating light out there, like more goodness and, you know, more people that are being helped and then they improve their lives. And then that transfers into other people that they touch. So it's really creating light all over.
Oh, that's so beautiful. It's true. And, you know, when I light Shabbos candles, I just feel like so connected. Like I can put light to my clients, to all singles, to all people, to animals, to my husband. You know, when I'm with my husband and my animals, it's very beautiful. It's like a quiet time.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's a special
beautiful
one. All right. My fondest, sweetest Jewish memory is
being married in Israel.
Oh, you guys. Yay. I forgot that. You guys got married in Israel. Yes.
We did. It was amazing. Like it was only my second time in Israel. My husband and I came back and we went on a trip with Leave Notes, Ulahiba Notes. And yes, at the end of that trip, we just had, you know, people we didn't even know well, you know, and we got married in, we wanted to get married in Tzfat, but we got married in, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the town. How terrible. Efrat.
Oh, very nice.
It was so beautiful. It was like magical, you know, just seeing the views and the dancing and looking down and seeing my husband waiting for me. Just every bit of it.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. All right. When I give tzedakah, I like to give to?
I love to give to organizations that promote compassion and education. So we're involved with an organization called Shemayim Va'aretz, mm-hmm, that talks about compassion for animals. And we're part of a Chabad. And I love giving to Friends of the IDF, you know, just things like that. Yeah.
All right. And finally, I'm Barry Lyman. And today I'm most grateful for?
For my husband, my family, my health. And you know what? I'm really grateful that we live in a place where we can freely express ourselves, you know, and our Judaism and do whatever we want to do.
So very true. Everybody, Barry Lyman and the program and the book are Meet to Marry. You can find Barry on her website, meettomarry.com. And Barry, you have a special offer for JLP listeners today, right?
I do. And it's called the Marriage Readiness Assessment.
Oh, that sounds cool. What is that?
Yeah. So it's a 10-question assessment that'll really be eye-opening and will help your listeners to discover why they haven't met their perfect match yet and what they can do right now to find the one.
That's so awesome. So 10 questions, 10 steps to go through that will help them get that insight.
Get that insight and really take action,
awesome,
like take the next steps.
Oh, I love it. So where do we find that?
We find that at meettomarry.com/findlovenow, all lowercase.
Awesome. So everybody go to meettomarry.com/findlovenow, and I will make sure to put that on the notes and have it accessible to you. Barry, thank you so much for doing this. I love the work. It's so, so important. It really is deep, profound, and practical at the same time. And congratulations. And I look forward to, I didn't ask you, but what's next? Is there anything coming up that we need to know about?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff coming up. I'm working on my next book.
Sounds exciting.
I'm working on the program for the married couples, like how to take the relationship really to the next level, because oftentimes it's one person who's done this kind of transformation and they meet their amazing person, but then they want to learn, like, how do we do it? You know, how do we keep it alive? How do we continue to transcend and bring that to our children? So yeah, I'm excited about that.
I love it. I can't wait to hear, to have you back on the show and hear more about everything that you're up to in the future. And thank you so much for the generous offer. meettomarry.com/findlovenow. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Yael, and thank you for all you do.
Thanks for listening to Jewish Latin Princess Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on iTunes, leave a rating, and share the podcast with the Jewish women you love. To access today's show notes, ask Yael a question, or suggest a uniquely talented Jewish woman to be featured on the show, visit JewishLatinPrincess.com.